Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hebrews 1 and 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Last Sunday morning when we spoke in the service, we talked about the great privilege we have to cry out to God. And we were trying to distinguish between just, you know, our prayers that we pray on an everyday basis, casual praying, different than when a person determines that they want God to hear their voice and they're desperate to cry out to God. It's not that God isn't always attentive. It's just that God, He wants to hear our voices. He wants us to lift up our voices and cry out to the Lord. This morning we're looking at this from the other perspective, and that is, not only does God want us to cry out to Him, but He also wants to minister to us and speak to us directly. God is a God who speaks to His people. Amen. He will speak, and He is speaking even today in this service. Many, many ways that God communicates with us and speaks to us. But I have to say that I don't know that I've ever experienced a time any more urgent or serious than the times that we're in right now. We really desperately need to hear the voice of the Lord. We need to hear God's voice personally. We need to hear God's voice speaking to us in our homes, in our families, in our church, our community. The needs are great, and we need to hear the voice of the Lord. And we have the wonderful privilege of having fellowship and communion with the Lord. I really believe that God speaks today specifically to us and to our needs. And I understand that there are a lot of people that are continually, they'll make the statement, God said this or God spoke this. And I understand that there's always extreme, extremism and people who are saying that they're hearing the voice of the Lord when they may not be hearing the voice of the Lord at all. But that should not deter us from our desire to be in tune, listening in to God's voice for what He is wanting to say. Amen. Amen. Now don't worry about Brother Steve down here praying. Spurgeon had 250 students who prayed in the basement under his pulpit when he preached. And Jim Cimble up in New York, he has a team of people that are always praying while he preaches. And so it's entirely appropriate to pray while the service is going on. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's very often for me personally that whenever I'm making preparation for a service, that I will pray a prayer like this. Lord, what is it that You want to say today? Go beyond sermonizing. Go beyond 3 points just a sermon or something that we can put together, some homily that we can put together. Beyond that, I often pray and say, Lord, what is it that You want to say today? How do You want to speak to us? What are the needs represented in that service that I don't know anything about, but You know? And so You can direct by Your Spirit every word that is spoken. You can even direct even in the songs that are chosen, and the service can be so orchestrated by the Spirit of God that it's just surprising and amazing whenever God works that way. God still speaks. God still speaks. And He wants to speak to you and to your life and to the circumstances of your life today. And so not only do we need to cry out to God, but we also need to be attentive unto the voice of the Lord and understand that God cares enough about you to talk to you and to speak to your heart. And we'll talk here about several ways that he does that, how that he speaks to our hearts. Now, I have never heard the voice of the Lord audibly. That would be an amazing experience. I have heard preachers who have given testimony, preachers that I have a great deal of confidence in, who have given testimony to having heard the voice of the Lord in an audible way. That's never been my experience. But I can say that many times, many, many times, that I have sensed the voice of God. I've sensed the Spirit of God directing me, talking to me, speaking to me, deep within my spirit. And it was obvious that this was not just me concocting something, but this was truly the voice of the Spirit of God talking to me. And many of you, I'm sure, can give testimony to the fact that God has spoken, and He is a God who talks to His people. You know that really the whole basis of any relationship is communication. If there is in whatever that the relationship might be, if there's never any conversing, never any talking that goes back and forth, then that relationship is going to die out pretty soon. It's just interesting to me that I can get around people that I haven't seen for a whole year, such as when we went out to the Bible school a couple of weeks ago. And I rarely would talk to old friends of mine, people I went to school with, but I can get with them and it's just like we just shift into conversation again. It's just like old times. They're my friends for life, and we just, the relationship is built upon the fact that we have communication, even though that may not be all that often, but yet it's real, it's there. And the spirit of that communion is a reality. That's the kind of relationship that God has promised to all of us, that we can hear His voice and that He will commune with us. We can cry out to the Lord with confidence that He hears our voice, and we can also pay attention and be in tune to the voice of the Lord to make sure that whenever God wants to speak to us, that we are listening to His voice. Amen. I think it's probably one of the greatest blessings in the Christian experience that we can have a conversation, we can have fellowship with God, and we can hear the voice of the Lord. Now, there's a great biblical basis for this that as I looked into this, I realized this was more than a Sunday morning service. There's no way that I could go through all of the scriptures that talk about God's voice and God speaking, but it's just a biblical truth that God speaks with His children. He talks to His children all the way back to the Garden of Eden. That special relationship that Adam and Eve had with the Lord. They communed, they fellowshipped with the Lord in the cool of the day on a daily basis. God would come and walk with them and talk with them. And there was this wonderful fellowship with Adam and Eve in that paradise. Praise God. But then you remember after the sin and after Adam and Eve had taken of the forbidden fruit and after they sinned before God, then God comes and asks, "Where are you at? Why are you hiding from me?" And they respond, "We heard your voice. We heard the voice of the Lord, and we were afraid." You see, broken fellowship cuts off communication. It cuts off talk and conversation. And so the key to hearing the voice of the Lord begins with making sure that you're in right relationship to God, that you're born again, that you're born of the Spirit of God. Because God will speak to us. God is a spirit, and He communicates with His people by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Adam and Eve, Moses, he heard the voice of the Lord speaking to him out of that burning bush. That was the beginning of him having this direct line of communication with the Lord, being led of the Lord and directed of the Lord all throughout his life and his ministry. It started with that bush that was on fire, but a voice was speaking out of it to him. And there the communion and the fellowship began. And even when Moses went up there in Acts chapter or Exodus chapter 19, And he's ascending up to the mountain to receive the commandments and literally to have a face-to-face encounter with the Lord there on that mountain. Even in that experience, God was speaking. And when you read the account, it was like thunder and lightning, and it was just an amazing display of God's presence there, and God communing and speaking to Moses, and then from Moses speaking to the children of Israel through the law of God. Amen. Samuel was just a child, and he heard the voice of the Lord. The rest, Eli and all the other priests, apparently were so indifferent, so backslidden toward the things of God. Even though it was their responsibility as priests unto the Lord to communicate with God and to have fellowship with God, they were just so away from God, so backslidden, that there was a little child. Samuel is there, and God is speaking to him. He hears the voice of the Lord. And you know the story. It's a familiar Sunday school story that he continually gets up in the night and goes to Eli. What's going on here? Are you calling for me? About the third time, then Eli recognizes that this is God that's speaking to young Samuel. And that God began to speak to him and gave to him a message in the middle of the night for that entire nation. And he then was a prophet to the nations, a man of God. It was said of Samuel that not one word that he spoke fell to the ground. Samuel was a man that was so in tune with God that when he spoke, every word was a word that made a difference. It made an impact upon the lives of people. Amen. Whenever God wanted to speak not only to individuals, when he wanted to speak to groups of people, he would call the children of Israel together, the whole nation together, gather the people together that they may hear my voice. That's repeated several times, that there would be this congregating of the people of God, and then God promised them, I'm going to talk to them as a nation. And so he would speak to people as individuals. He would talk to families and to nations. And I want you to know that in the New Testament church, of which you and I are a part of today, God has a lot of ways that he wants to speak to his people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants to speak. He has a voice to communicate with us. Now, there's a lot of voices that are out there today. There are a lot of teachers and a lot of preachers, and you can just about anywhere you turn, you can hear people who are speaking supposedly for God. But in reality, there are a lot of voices that we need to be wary of. We need to be concerned about. We need to make sure that our relationship with God is as such that we have a close kinship with the voice of God, that we easily recognize and distinguish God's voice. Amen. Now, if my wife calls me on the phone, she doesn't have to say, well, this is Marcia calling. She never has to say that. I know her voice. I know a lot of people's voices. People that I would hear a phone call or receive a phone call from them, and I might not recognize the number, but when I hear the voice, it's familiar to me, and I recognize the voice. And our closeness, our fellowship with the Lord, our relationship with Jesus Christ causes us to understand and recognize the voice of the Lord, and even to distinguish the voice of the Lord from other voices that are out there these days. Amen. So just because someone stands up and says, God spoke to me, that doesn't mean that it doesn't need to be judged by your understanding of the Scripture. And we understand that God has a lot of ways that He speaks in these last days. And I'm so thankful for the ministry of the Spirit of God and all the wonderful ways that God can speak to His people. But all of it, it has to come in line with and be in agreement with the revelation of the Word of God. Any voice that speaks that is outside of or is contrary to the Scripture is a voice that's not the voice of God. Amen. That's not the voice of the Lord. God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers. The primary way that God spoke in the Old Testament, where it was through the prophets. There were other ways that he spoke. We understand that he spoke in a lot of different ways to his people. There were some who actually had personal encounters with the embodied Son of God, theophanies. Those experiences where they literally had an encounter with the Son of God, such as Abraham did, and such as Joshua did, and others who had an experience where they had a true encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Others had encounters with angels from heaven. Angels that came and spoke to them the word, an announcement, or a word from the Lord, or a word of direction, or wisdom, or counsel to them. The angel of the Lord. And do you know, I believe that God still speaks these ways today. Amen. I don't think that we are to be afraid of anything that's mystical or anything that may be outside of what some would be accepted by some. But let me tell you, God wants to speak to his people. Amen. He wants to reveal himself to his people. He will by creation. You can just look at creation and you can see the handiwork of God. You can see the glory of God. When you look at creation, God can speak to you. Even when you hear the birds singing and all of creation, it is all to you a voice of the Lord. God communicating with you and revealing himself to you, even in all of creation. He still speaks through prophets and through prophecies in these last days. Amen. And there are to be those, and I believe that even today we've witnessed that in our service today, that God has spoken by a tongues, message in tongues, and an interpretation of tongues, which is those two together is equal or the equivalent of a prophecy, that God still speaks prophetically in these last days. Do you believe that God still speaks through dreams? He did in the Old Testament. He still speaks to us through dreams. Some of you may have had these kind of encounters where God would speak to you or maybe warn you or give you information that you needed to have. And it was obvious this had to be God. I couldn't have ever thought of this or dreamed this up. This was the Lord who has communicated with me and spoken to me. Amen. Joel said that not only dreams, but there would be dreams and visions, that there would be supernatural experiences that we would have where God would reveal himself in dreams and in visions. All of this as a manifestation of the outpouring of Pentecost and the moving of the Holy Ghost in our lives and in our churches, that there should be these kinds of spiritual manifestations where God speaks to us. We have a God who talks to us, who speaks to us. Amen. God speaks not only in those ways, but he also speaks through signs and wonders. He reveals his mighty hand and his mighty power through supernatural signs and wonders. And oh, how we covet that, and we desire the presence of the Lord and the help of the Lord and a divine work of the Spirit of God among us. Amen. Amen. Oh, the word of the Lord is the primary way, though, that he speaks to us. The primary way that he speaks to us, and all of these other ways and ways that I haven't even mentioned are all subject to the revelation of God's word. Any prophecy that's outside of the boundaries of scriptural revelation is not from God. Anything that is any kind of sign or evidence that's going on that is extra biblical, it's not in the Word of God. You say, "Yeah, but we've seen gold dust falling out of heaven and falling on people and people's teeth being filled and all these kind of things that have taken place." Well, remember now, I know that I don't put God in a box that he can't do certain things, but I want you to always keep in check. Understand, we need to follow the perimeters of the Word of God. Amen. Stay with the word of the Lord. And it's the primary way that you can familiarize yourself with God's voice, by understanding the scripture. So what should every believer that wants to hear God's voice be doing? Well, we should read the Bible. We should study the Bible. We should meditate upon the scripture. We should familiarize ourselves with the voice of the Lord and then read it, believe it, act upon it, and trust that God can work supernaturally and even speak to you. And when He does, you'll understand that it's the voice of the Lord. Amen. I've had voices speak to me before, deep in my spirit, and I knew it wasn't from God. I knew it was a lie of the enemy. It was a word of hopelessness or discouragement. It would be a word that would contradict. And the enemy, he comes and he tries to, present himself in such a way to speak to you and to communicate with you. But measure it with the Word of God. Measure it by the Word of the Lord and understand that God is a God who speaks to His people. Amen. God is a God who speaks to His people, and He wants to speak to you here this morning. And then not only should you give time to the Word of the Lord, but you should also examine yourself. Ask the Lord, Lord, why? Why? I need to hear Your voice. I need to hear from You. Why am I not hearing the voice of the Lord? And examine yourself. Come before the Lord and ask the Lord to reveal anything that is hindering or stopping the flow of communication between you and the Lord, because that's the kind of relationship that God wants to have with you and me. Amen. He is a God who speaks. He is a God who wants to talk with you and commune with you and fellowship with you. Deuteronomy 5 and 24. Behold, the Lord our God has showed us His glory and His greatness, and we have heard His voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man, and He liveth. Amen. God doth talk with man, and He liveth. Amen. That's the whole basis of God's relationship with mankind, is that God wants to have communion and fellowship with you and with me. And He wants to speak to us. Amen. By His Spirit, through the Word of God, through the Scriptures, He wants to speak to your heart. Oh, there's been many a time in services where people have come to me later on and said to me, you spoke right directly to my need. I didn't know what their need was. I didn't even know they had that particular need. But the Holy Ghost knew all about it. The Holy Ghost knew their experiences and their needs, and He was able to take the Word of the Lord and cause it to be a healing, soothing salve to the wounds of their life or to the needs that they were experiencing. God wants to communicate with His people, and oh, how we need to hear the voice of the Lord. Oh, we need to hear the voice of the Lord. If sermonizing would save you, the whole world would be saved. There are sermons out there, sermon books, sermons that you can get your hands on tape, on CD. You can, and it's just, there's just a wealth of information and a wealth of sermonizing that's out there, and a lot of it's wonderful and good. And I'm not saying that it isn't good or beneficial. I'm just saying that what is so important is that we gather together in the house of the Lord, and that we're in tune in spirit. We're listening for the voice of the Lord. We've come to church and we want to know, Lord, what do You want to say? How do You want to communicate with us? What do You want us to do? What's the next step in my life? What do You want to do through me, Lord? And what about my problems or my needs? What's the solution? What's the answer? Let me tell you, God is a God who speaks. He is a God who can communicate with you. He is a God that doth talk with man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Oh, that's a wonderful thing that God can speak. One of the ways that we've mentioned here today, of course, is through the Scripture. And I've many times, whenever someone had a need or a problem, they would come to me with that need. I would point them to the Word of God, and I would say, "Okay, let's read these passages of Scripture. Let's go through these verses of Scripture. Let's see if maybe that the Lord might speak to us through. And many, many times, it wasn't my counsel at all. It was the counsel of the Lord. It was the work of God. It was the voice of the Holy Spirit that was communicating to the needs of people. And oh, He wants to do that for you today. If you'll open your heart to the Lord, God wants to speak to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants to speak to First Pentecostal Church. He has a word for us here at this location. He has a work, a ministry, a last day ministry that He wants us to be involved in and wants us to be doing in these last days. But we're going to have to hear the voice of God. We don't need to be just shooting in the dark. We need to understand, what is it that God wants us to do? How does He want to work in our lives in these last days? Amen. So if you're not hearing from God, get in the Word of God. If you're not hearing from God, then spend time before the Lord in self-examination before the Lord. Lord, what is it stopping this communication between me and You, Lord? What is it that is hindering the voice of the Lord? 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 11. And He said, "Go forth and stand upon the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and a strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." Amen. Amen. God has a lot of ways to speak to us, but sometimes we just can't seem to get quiet enough to hear it. We can't get still enough to hear it. We think that, you know, we've got to be up and moving and lots of activity and lots of noise. But a lot of times what we need to be doing is we need to go aside and be alone with the Lord and in the presence of the Lord and just wait upon the Lord and allow God to speak to us. Just be quiet and still before the Lord, and God can speak deep into your spirit those things that you need to hear, those things that are an answer to the predicament of your life. If you'll just wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord. Sometimes He speaks through a still, small voice. We have to get quiet enough. You know, that means you have to turn it all off. Turn it off, everything, you know. All the electronics, turn off. All of the other voices, turn them off. Set them all aside and just listen to the voice of God. Listen for God to speak to you. God is looking for a people who are in tune with Him and are listening to hear His voice. Sometimes God speaks through circumstances in our life. We won't hear His still small voice. We're not attentive when He tries to speak to us. And so He allows circumstances to hit us head on. Sometimes trouble and even sickness and reverse in our life. Circumstances come our way, and finally we recognize, okay, God, I know that in the midst of all of this trouble, You're trying to say something to me. You're wanting to communicate with me. Help me to be attentive and to listen to the voice of the Lord. So God speaks through a still small voice. He speaks through circumstances of our life, can divinely direct us and lead us. And He also speaks through those that God has raised up and has established in the church, in the body of Christ, that God can use them to give help to you. To go to those leaders and those authorities. Go to pastors. Go to spiritual leaders, to elders, and even to parents. Go to them and ask them about the direction from the Lord. And God can use people in your life, even those that are spiritual authorities in your life, to speak to you, to encourage you, and to point you in the right direction. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And of course, He speaks to us in prayer. He speaks to us in prayer. As you talk to the Lord, do you ever have a time in your prayer times that you just get silent before the Lord and you're just waiting? Just waiting. Sometimes you're waiting with your Bible open. Sometimes God directs you to a passage of Scripture, it drops a part of a verse of Scripture into your mind and into your heart. And as you're waiting in the presence of the Lord, God begins to speak to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With all the voices and all the things that are going on in our world today, a lot of loud noise in our world, it's very difficult for us to get quiet enough to hear His voice. But He's speaking. He's speaking. Are you in tune with the Lord? Are you hearing His voice? Have you put yourself in that quiet place, that place alone in the presence of the Lord so that you can hear the voice of the Lord? Oh, He's talking. He's speaking. He has a word for you. He has a word for your family. He has a word for your circumstance, your sickness, your trouble, your problem. Shut out all these other things and listen to the voice of the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank You, Lord, that we can wait before You and we can experience, Lord, Your voice speaking to us. We thank You for that, Lord. And we know, Lord, that You are able, God, to enlighten our minds and help us, Lord, to distinguish Your voice from all the other voices in the world today. That out of the midst of all that, You can speak and You can direct our lives. So Lord, I just pray, Lord, that every believer would act upon this wonderful truth, Lord, and that we would build a closeness and a fellowship with You. We'd hear Your voice and we'd recognize it, oh Lord, and we would act upon it because we know, Lord, that You want to speak to us. You want to talk to us in these last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.